On May 3rd, the Department of Health and Human Services and Public Health Director Stacey Saunders posted the weekly Buncombe County COVID-19 Community Update. Buncombe County COVID-19 metrics are on the North Carolina COVID dashboard. Data from the week ending on April 30th indicate there are 164 cases per 100,000 residents in the last 7 days, up 21% from the previous week. 66% of the total population have received their full primary vaccination series. This is unchanged for about 2 months. 61% of people with full primary vaccination series have had at least one booster. The 7-day average of COVID-19 hospitalizations and ICU patients are unchanged over the previous week. The CDC reports that the risk level for Buncombe County is low for the week ending May 5th. Wastewater surveillance may provide an early warning before individual testing shows that COVID-19 is spreading. The state dashboard reports that the 15-day rate of change of viral load for Buncombe County is moderately increasing for the time period ending April 27th. The CDC website reports that the rate of change is moderately increasing for the time period ending May 3rd. The Department of Health and Human Services recommends get vaccinated and boosted when eligible. People with any COVID symptoms or exposure to someone with COVID should get tested. People who are positive for COVID-19 or do not feel well should stay home. Vaccination sites and testing sites can be located through the North Carolina and Buncombe County Department of Health and Human Services. Save your face masks. The risk level may rise with a new variant. A person at high risk for severe illness should speak with their healthcare provider. Mask wearing is recommended for persons with a positive test, having symptoms, or exposure to someone with COVID-19. Governor Cooper's executive order on March 1st says that agencies may require everyone to wear a mask in high-risk settings like healthcare facilities, nursing homes, correctional facilities, and homeless shelters.